tell you, by the first corner, it would have been very clear that I'm not one of the crazy Canucks part of the team. I'm just a crazy Canuck aiming down the hill and crashing out. But how does this, what team are we on? What really identifies us? Think about it personally and theologically. I'm going to read through Genesis 1 and 2. The words are on the screen, but I encourage you to flip through your own Bibles. And there's some pictures throughout this, so I just leave it with our tech guy. Whether he wants to leave it on the picture that illustrates or shows something about those verses, or whether he wants to have it on the verses, that's up to him. I want to pray and then listen to the first two chapters of Genesis before we look at these two themes briefly. Heavenly Father, this is your word. You wrote it. You inspired people to put these words down to reveal the truth about yourself, the truth about us, the truth about life and death and so many other things. Would you open our eyes? Would you teach us this morning, Holy Spirit, as we hear your word? Amen. As I've been traveling around this week already, delivering their new directories, I've had some great visits with people. I talked with a couple, one of our senior couples in our church this year, this week, and they described how they, last year, read through the entire Bible, but they took turns reading it out loud to each other. Most of Scripture should be read out loud, and we hear it differently, so let's do that this morning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. I have a space there between verse 1 and verse 2. There's different ways of thinking about this. But absolutely, verse 1 declares that God exists outside time and space and outside creation. Initiated, he sustains it. He's the creator. I'm not going to make a comment on every slide as we read through these, but listen carefully. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening. God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens and separate the day from the night. And let them be signs for the seasons and for days and for years. And let them be lights in the expanse for the heavens of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God said,